This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a very pleasant good Tuesday evening to you. Jack Hillgrove with you. It's the Fan Evening Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Happy to be with you. As the Pittsburgh Steelers head into the bye week 6-2 in 2024. About as good of a start as you could manifest for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2024. Realistically, manifest. We'll talk about the Steelers, and I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. How are you feeling about the black and gold as they enter the bye week? How are you feeling about them compared to other teams in the AFC North and in the AFC as a whole? I'm curious. At 412-928-9370, you can tweet me too at JackWTOV9, and you can hit us up there as well. Joel Nelson on the ones and the twos tonight. He'll be taking your phone calls at 412-928-9370. I want your Steelers takes. I want your takes on Diontae Johnson, now a Baltimore Raven. You know, if you listened to me before, especially recently, I've been kind of clamoring for the Steelers not to make a trade for a wide receiver between now and the trade deadline, because I thought the asking price would be a little steep. Based off of what I saw the return was for Diontae Johnson, I'm now kind of swinging my way back to, okay, if they made a deal at the deadline for another receiver, it wouldn't be the end of the world. It actually might help. So I want your takes on that. Does Diontae Johnson in a Ravens uniform scare you when the Steelers have to play the Ravens twice in the back half of the regular season? And also, too, a special night in the city, the Flower. Marc-Andre Fleury in what will likely be his final game inside PPG Paints Arena, his final game in the city of Pittsburgh, coming to town with the Minnesota Wild. If you're on your way to the game, good for you, because that's one of those moments that I would love to be in person and be a part of, because that guy, as far as not just being at the forefront of some pretty memorable moments and iconic moments in not just Penguins history, but Pittsburgh sports history, and you combine that with just the overall quality of a human being that Marc-Andre Fleury was as a Penguin and currently still is, it's going to be a special night for Penguins fans, for Fleury, for his family, and everybody involved. So if you're on your way to the game, I'm jealous. And if you're on your way to the game and you're listening, I want to hear from you. Let's hear about some Marc-Andre Fleury stories that make you smile, that make you happy, that make you excited to be a Penguins fan at 412-928-9370. With the exception of being at the forefront of some pretty big moments, perhaps the biggest being that save in the waning moments of Game 6 in Detroit in the Stanley Cup Finals in 2009. I don't know if you remember Joel Nelson, but the second Winter Classic, it was between the Penguins and the Capitals. I forget what network it was. I think it was HBO. It was called Pens Capitals 24/7, and it was just a 4 or 5, I don't know how many parts, mini-series leading up to the Winter Classic between the Penguins and the Capitals. Do you remember? Maybe and back in 2011?
I don't think so. Not so much.
Because Bruce Boudreau was the coach of the Capitals at the time, and like half of his interviews, he had like barbecue stains on his face. That's neither here nor there. But there was a moment in that series where they were doing the shootout competition, and it was one by one, each player against Fleury. Last person to score lost and had to run the bleachers in Acrisure Stadium all the way to the top of the 500 level in skates. Not run, but do it in skates.
Still, that's incredibly difficult.
Yeah, I think Jordan Staal lost. I'd have to go back and try and find it. But Fleury just trash-talking all the guys as they were coming down the ice and trying to score in his French-Canadian accent and just his high-pitched voice. One of the funny, and just a complete joker, a complete locker room guy, and a guy that everybody loved and loved as a Penguin. And it pained, I think, a lot of people to see him go. Obviously, I heard at the end of the PM team that those guys were talking about it. It really wasn't anybody's fault. It was the Penguins at the liberty of the expansion draft, and they decided to protect the younger goalie and Matt Murray. Hindsight is very much 2020 in that regard. I think we can all kind of look back on that and say, oh man, they probably should have kept Fleury and let Matt Murray go to Vegas. But again, at the time, what are you going to do? So he leaves Pittsburgh. It's nobody's really, no one's fault really. And he's had some sort of success since then. Obviously with Vegas in the early years, leading them to a Stanley Cup final, cup of coffee in Chicago, and now looks like he's finishing up his career in Minnesota with the Wild. But you want to just talk about not just a remarkable human being, but a remarkable goalie and a remarkable career as a goaltender. 21 seasons as a goalie in the National Hockey League. Back in 03-04, it started when he was 19 years old. Spent 13 years in Pittsburgh. A bit of a roller coaster in those 13 years. 4 in Vegas, 1 in Chicago before being dealt to Minnesota. And he's been with the Wild since 21 at the deadline, 21-22. This is his third full season, fourth total in Minnesota. But a career goals against under 3. A career save percentage right around 900, 910. He'll go down as one of the best goalies of all time. And I'm just happy that it was a majority of it was in Pittsburgh. So we'll talk Marc-Andre Fleury. We'll check in as the game goes along here on the Fan Evening Show. With you until 10:35 tonight, until Pony and Pomp take care of the nightly sports call on KDKA Plus and 93.7 The Fan. But of course, you know, the bulk of the conversation tonight will center around the Pittsburgh Steelers and how we are feeling heading into the bye week. And I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. One of the things, too, that I think that we really need to discuss is after 8 games, large sample size, and after 2 games with Russell Wilson, both pretty consistent performances, and enough of a sample size, I think, out of Russ, is has the ceiling for this team changed? And there's a lot of variables that play into that. Obviously, the big one, 8 games in, what's the record? What's the vibe around the team? But what's going on elsewhere? Immediately in the AFC North and, you know, secondarily in the AFC. And I think that a lot of what's going on around the Steelers makes me believe more in the fact that they can win a playoff game and potentially make a run to an AFC championship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas City looks beatable. I think the Steelers win that game on Christmas Day. Baltimore and the recent success against Lamar Jackson still has me hopeful that the Steelers can win at least one of those games against the Ravens. And the Bengals look to be regressing and the Browns don't have their starting quarterback. So I'm optimistic and I think it's a realistic expectation for the Steelers to potentially win 5 division games in the back half of the regular season. The one game that I'm certain, almost certain of, that the Steelers will not win is the game in Philadelphia, because the Eagles look like world beaters. Saquon Barkley in that offense, he's become one of the best tailbacks in football, and the Steelers just don't have success against the Eagles, with the exception of Chase Claypool's one really good game in his career. That's the one game I'm very certain the Steelers will not fare well in, but the remaining eight other than that, they could very easily go 6-2 or 2-6. I think the former is more likely than the latter, but they're, for the most part, I think a lot of the games in the back half of the regular season are winnable. And I want to hear from you on that topic. 412-928-9370. Talking Steelers, talking Penguins. Rich is headed to PPG Paints Arena and wants to talk about the Flower. Hey, Rich. Good evening, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Just got a great Flurry story. My brother transplanted to Northern Jersey, raised the kids to love the black and gold, follow the teams all around the tri-state area. And my nephew, this has got to be 15, 16 years ago, is about 5 or 6 years old. The Pens are playing the Islanders in Uniondale. And back then, they didn't have enough room on the bench for the backup goalie. So Fleury was sitting in the runway because he wasn't starting that night. My little nephew went over and was chatting with him the whole game. And my nephew was trying to blow a bubble with his bubble gum. And Flower is like, "Hey, kid, you got any more gum?" He goes and asks his mom for another stick of gum. And the rest of the game, him and Flower trying to blow bubbles. He's trying to teach a kid how to blow bubbles.
That's pretty cool. How old was he? You said 5, 6 years old?
Yeah, my nephew was 5 or 6 years old. He's probably 22 now. So it was early on in Flower's career. And my brother and those kids had chased the Pens, you know, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia. And those young Penguins were just fantastic to the kids.
Yeah.
They were fans.
Yeah, that's a story I'm sure that your brother and your nephew still remember very vividly to this day and will remember very vividly for the rest of their lives. That's awesome, Rich. Enjoy the game. Thanks for sharing. And unfortunately, hopefully the Penguins can get a win against our guy Fleury. But, you know, it'll be a very special night inside that arena, I'm sure, man.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, brother. Take care. That's an awesome story. One of those ones is a small child that's, you know, around an athlete that you'll remember for the rest of your life. Mine is centered around Fast Willie Parker. My dad and I were stopping down at Steelers headquarters to pick up tickets. I think my dad, like with his work, you know, in sales, was picked up two tickets courtesy of my pap to give away in like a silent auction or something for one of these events that his company was sponsoring, whatever. So we go down to the facility. We're waiting in the lobby. And I was wearing my Willie Parker jersey. And it was cold out. So I had my, and I was maybe 5 years old. I had my Willie Parker jersey on. Actually, I was probably a little bit older than that. Maybe 6 or 7. And it was cold out. So I had a jacket on over top. And I see, I don't know if I recognized him as Willie Parker or my dad told me as he was walking through. And he's like, "Hey, that's Willie." I like unzip my jacket. And I was like kind of not trying to very nonchalantly, but very obviously, like, show him, like, "Hey, man, look, I'm wearing your jersey." And he stopped and he autographed it. It's like a very small children's jersey that's still hanging up in my parents' closet that he signed with a silver Sharpie. So that was one of those cool moments as well, kind of taking time out of his day to do that. But that's an awesome story that Rich shared as he heads down to the arena. And a very emotional night in store at PPG Paints Arena that we will talk about as the night goes on, as the game gets set to get underway here within an hour or so. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Nick Faribault of PennLive.com will join us. We'll break down the Steelers and the Giants' 26-18 victory as the game is complete and the game wraps up. Steelers 6-2. At 8:25... the Pitt Panthers have a giant matchup this weekend on the road against SMU, a top 20 showdown. Stephen Thompson, who covers Pitt for the Post-Gazette, will join us. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with Eli Holstein. But on the flip side, SMU is dealing with a quarterback question throughout the week. Their starting quarterback dealing with a little bit of injury. I believe their head coach called him questionable for Saturday. this week. So both teams potentially without their starting quarterback in a top 20 showdown. We'll get Steven's take on that and more. And then at 9, the Pitt basketball team, within a week away of opening their season against Radford. One of the best basketball guys that I know, George Michalowski of the Portal Report and Pittsburgh Sports Now, will join us and we'll break down how this Panthers basketball team looks heading into 2024-2025. All of that and more on the Fan Evening Show this evening. And I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. As it pertains to the Steelers, a wide receiver, Diontae Johnson, the Penguins, Pitt football, Pitt basketball. And a lot of times around this time of year, we do our power rankings or we do a top five of your favorite Halloween candies. Joel Nelson and I, before the end of the night, are going to talk about some of the most foul and wretched Halloween candy that is unfortunately put in our trick-or-treat sacks as young kids. And if you have a very funny story about a bad candy or a funny trick-or-treat story, maybe it's centered around you when you were younger or maybe your kid, that'd be funny to share at 412-928-9370. All of that and more coming up on the Fan Evening Show. Jack Hillgrove with you on 10 until 10:35. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.